You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Look at this. Can he put a card in between it?
Look at Gene. He can barely contain himself. He's saying that piece of paper hit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I have never seen that before.
Ever. I don't think I've ever seen an empty backfield in this situation.
So now we have a new, and that's a double fold over card. So somebody's going to say, hey, you have an index card, all right, but you can't fold it over.
Well, here we are across the bay from Silicon Valley, the high-tech capital of the world, and you got an index card that determines whether it's a first down or a fourth.
And that's what killed it.
Yeah, and I'm going to miss it. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hope you're all happy. People like Hugh Douglas, Al Michaels. Last night, officially, we lost a piece of sports fandom. We can't get it back. The robots are taking over.
The chain gang.
Well, they're still there. They just basically neutered them. Because on any close play, they don't matter anymore, the chain gang. All right, so Hall of Fame game last night. Welcome back. We're live at Champ Camp today. 94 WIP's Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV and Camping World. All right, back to your phone calls in a few minutes. You people coming up. All right, Hugh, Hall of Fame game last night. Did you bet on it?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to. I felt weird, Joe, because it just felt like.
This is safe space.
Well, it felt like I was being a degenerate if I did it.
The over was an easy
it
over.
It is degenerate activity.
It was an easy over,
and I didn't
though.
Feel like doing that.
You got to load up the account, though, before the real game starts.
Yeah, I did think about that, but I was like, oh, that's the degenerate behavior.
All right, well, it was an easy over, and that cleared easily. But the issue last night was we saw the first glimpse of the virtual measurement system now. So if the game, or if the play is closed, no longer will the chain gang decide it. And I think you guys, everyone that wants to be you people, that want to be progressive?
Progressive.
You know,
that's the word.
The drama is now gone. Here is what is fun about a big play late in the game with the chain game, right? It's Jalen Hurts and Saquon, and they run. It's a 3rd and 9, and they run for it, right? And they reach their hand out.
Yes.
And is it close? Is it not? And they put. And then the chain game comes out, and they measure. And it's that feeling in the stadium where everyone's waiting to see is that tip of the football over the chain.
I get what you're saying.
And that's over.
The quiet, and then when they signal first down.
Everyone erupts.
Yeah. That's gone.
It's gone.
But also what's gone is that guy, whomever he was, that pulled that card out of his pocket and slid it in between the ball. Because he knew that was going to be his viral moment.
And it was.
You know what's funny? And this is the era that we live in. Everybody's looking for their 15 minutes of fame. And in that situation, he got his, and he also killed the game of football right there.
Well, he didn't kill the game of
football.
Well,
he did. Well, he killed the chain gang. He put him on life support.
Ended football as we know it.
He ended football as we know it. That's what it was. Everybody is looking for their moment where – they can – what do they call ratio? They want their ratio.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's what he did.
I just feel like we don't realize we keep doing – and it's not just football. I mean, baseball is doing it. Every sport does it, right? We keep having more of these where technology decides things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think we're losing little dramatic moments that make sports fun. Like when that chain game comes out there and they measure – I keep thinking about the players on the field. Like, if it's a, if the defense won, right? If it's short, the defense goes crazy as soon as they see the measurement, or they put up the fingers, the signal for fourth down. Yeah, whatever it is, and it adds to the drama of the game. I have enough virtual in my life. I don't need a virtual measurement.
But that's the way we're going. There's too much money on the line. We've gotten in bed with these gambling companies.
Here we go.
I am just a visionary, and I'm just telling you how it is. It's not a company, man.
This is an NFL company, man.
It's a forward thinker and seeing how these things play out.
I have an agenda.
No, it's basically we've gotten in bed with gambling. We've gotten in bed with them.
I know.
And – the problem is that there are way too many individuals, sports individuals, players.
Tim Donahue?
No, I was, you know what it is?
I was like,
that's Joe Conklin's fault. Because remember back in the day, he did a bit when he said Donahue, and that's where I got it from. So damn it, you, Joe Conklin. There are too many intangibles involved in betting now. So they're trying to take it out of people's hands.
Yeah, I get it. But you know what? As a bettor, as someone who bets on the NFL every Sunday, I'm cool with the chain
how
game.
Many times,
I bake it into my risk on the game.
How many times have we seen calls or something that has happened in the game that's been questionable that has cost you money? You'd be like, you know what? That right there cost me money. That was some BS. That was some wang dang doodle.
That's what a losing bettor
wang
does.
Wang dang doodle BS.
That's what a losing bettor does. Don't blame yourself. You blame the
officials. I'm just saying, but that's why you take the officials out of it. You take that human error out of it. You take Tim Donahue out of it.
I also think it takes away the need to really get invested in every second. I mean, if you know that there's going to be a virtual measurement, why even paying attention? Is it close? I don't know. Whatever. They're going to put it where it was.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, but it doesn't matter what your eyes tell you. It's where the virtual measurement puts
it. Well, I think there's still going to be drama. I just think the drama is going to change a little bit.
We're losing drama, and you're okay with it.
I'm progressive.
Kyle, where do you come down on the virtual measurement?
Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes the beauty of sports is like the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
And the anticipation of seeing the referee do the first down signal when the chain gang has to run out. I love it. Yeah, it's great. Like, I mean, you even heard in that clip, the crowd erupts when they do the index.
No, they were more upset about the buddy pulling out the card and putting it in between the
ball. Whether they're upset or whether they're happy, an eruption, Hugh, is an eruption. And I like those moments in sports. That's why I don't like the pitch clock stuff. Like, I like anticipation to build.
Yes, and then emotion is emotion in the game. Like, that's what that's why we watch this stuff. That's why we get invested. That's why we spend so much time getting upset about all these people we don't even know, like just strangers, because we're invested in the whole operation.
I mean, I get that, but it's time to change.
No, it's not time to change.
It is. It's time. Because that's cost people a lot of money.
You know, not all innovation is good innovation.
What? Name me one innovation that isn't good. This is great. This is going to be great for the game.
Let me ask you this. I don't want to get off into this fully, but just for a second.
Well, you know,
is social media really that good?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Depends on your algorithm.
Because it allows you to see stuff and engage with people that, and otherwise you would never have a chance to engage.
You gave me the one positive spin. Yeah.
What's that?
That it allows you to interact and
it has given.
But it's also, it's a time
it's
sucking.
It's very divisive.
It's divisive, time sucking, and mostly just wastes people's time.
But it allows us to connect in ways that we could have never connected before.
And it also allows you to connect to people you don't actually want to be connected to.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also
that's
made true. You a total coward. I mean, that thing you sent us about the worms in the ocean. Like,
I know.
What
we saw that one.
Hold up, dog. Now, let's be honest. Those worms look real aggressive. I don't care what on his couch said about what they are and they're invasive. I'm not jumping. That's one of the reasons why I ain't jumping in the water.
No, you're just
because one of the worms getting the wrong orifice. You got problems. You got problems.
That's more than enough orifice talk.
I'm just saying, but that's the case. You got little worms swimming around, and they swim in the wrong place.
Swallow.
Now you have issues. No, I'm not doing that.
Ignorance is bliss.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, that's the way I am when it comes to this stuff. You know what's funny? I don't need to know if the chain gang was perfectly right. What I need is drama. And you need perfection so you could have your 10-leg parlay you brag about.
I do.
And then hit none the rest of the season.
I need to hit another parlay.
Where's that account looking right now? Low?
You know what? I've been a little timid with my betting. I'm going to bet tonight, though. Because it's J-Roll night, so I'm betting the Phillies
tonight. The Phillies?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Joanna's up talking to Phillies. Hey, Joanna.
And everyone does. Listen, I'm so sorry. I'm going to totally disagree with you, Joe, and you're going to hate me. But I'm.
I won't hate you. No, I may disagree.
Joe
with
hates
you.
Anyone who disagrees with him.
I
He's notorious for that.
You. I'm going to agree with you. So listen, let's talk about Kwan for a second. There were multiple teams looking for him. The Mets didn't get him. The Phillies didn't get him. Los Angeles didn't get him. So that tells me the asking price had to be out of this world.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so I can't fault the Phillies for not getting him if the other teams didn't. Do I love it? No. Is it okay? Yes, it's okay. Personally, I don't think that one player is going to make this team win the World Series. Let's look at San Diego. Everything that they've done, everyone that they've traded away, they've not won a World Series. If they don't win the World Series this year, what's going to happen? The general manager will be gone within 3 to 5 years because they've traded away all their prospects. You can't trade Andrew Painter. In 2 years, you're losing Zach Wheeler. You're probably losing Ranger Suarez. You don't know if Nola's going to come back in any sense of the way he was previously. So you got Sanchez and Lizardo. So what are we going to do, go out and hire another high-priced pitcher? I think, personally, Middleton is kind of putting the clamps on the money. I think they're a little bit over where they wanted to be. And do I love what Dave Dombrowski has done? Let's look at Hayes. He got rid of Hayes this year. Hayes is having a stellar year for the Reds. And we got Kepler. Has he made mistakes? Absolutely. He has made mistakes. But I can't fault them for what they did. Do I wish it was more exciting? Yeah, I do. I wish it was more exciting. I wish we got that star bat. But when everyone goes cold, is that one star bat going to make the difference? I don't know.
So, Joanne, I definitely don't hate you for what you said, and I understand your point. Let me present the other side, though, because all those things could happen. I mean, you present, and the Padres probably won't win the World Series and all those things, right? But they might, and the Padres could have be very happy in October when they have a World Series and no one will care about the 18-year-old they traded away. And the other thing is, Joanna, I'm not sure, and I don't think anyone should be sure, that Andrew Painter is going to be what we want. Not because he's not skilled. I don't think all these people around baseball are lying. Obviously, he has immense talent, but he's already been hurt, and he hasn't performed that well this year. It just, if we were in a different stage of where the franchise is, I wouldn't want to even entertain talking about him. But this is their window to win, Joanna. And my fear is that in a couple of years they haven't won, and then he arrives, and maybe he's not what we hoped. And then I will say, what was the point of all this?
Well, do you remember Rollins, and you remember Chase Utley, and you remember Ryan Howard?
Sure.
Those were three players that the Phillies held on to. If they would have traded them away, they wouldn't have won a World Series.
They wouldn't have, but they also, you remember that time, they weren't really in position to win the World Series. So it wasn't really as much of a talking point, right? They were rebuilding.
You're right. It wasn't a talking point. But did you really see this team coming back basically the same as last year and winning the World Series? I didn't. I mean, I think the closer is going to help them tremendously.
Right.
I think that's going to make a world of difference. But I think when their bats go cold, it's just like everybody's cold.
It is.
And there's no one to pick it up. And that's my concern. I think they're all aging out at the same time. you know, Trey Turner's better. Harper will find his way. But Castellanos, no. Scott should go. Baum should go. Marsh should go. And let's look at the catcher that we traded for Marsh to the Angels to get Marsh. And what a more of a career year he is having than Marsh.
Oh, yeah. Oh sure. I think, so, Joanna, good phone call. I don't hate Joanna for her points.
You were oozing hate.
I can hear.
He said you're oozing.
I'm not oozing any hate in here. I just, you know, like, I shut up. Joanna, I did not say that live. That's a drop. Relax.
You're oozing.
I just feel like it's
oozing.
It doesn't feel like everything's rolling in the same direction. If you're training for Duran, you're going for it. Duran. Now I'm Hugh over here with Duran. Duran. If you're training for Duran, you're going for it.
My name is Duran Duran.
Duran Duran. Duran Duran. I don't know what y'all hearing. He said Duran Duran.
Well, now you're putting a little more season.
Yeah,
Duran Duran.
It's not what he's saying.
That is what he's saying.
No. Let's listen again.
All right.
My name is Duran Duran. Joanne Duran.
It's not Joanne.
No, yeah,
he did say Joanne. It sounded like he said Joanne.
The man's name is not Joanne.
Play it again, Kyle.
My name is Duran Duran.
Joanne.
Duran Duran.
Joanne.
No, I just don't understand how you could possibly hear that.
That's Joanne.
There's no.
It's either Duran Duran or Joanne Duran.
It's not Joanne Duran.
No.
I'm putting a little bit more emphasis on the A.
You're struggling.
This poor guy. He arrives here. He's in his Uber heading to the tent of the park.
Who is this idiot trying to say my name?
I bet they're excited about me. Joanne.
Who the hell are you talking name? About?
Don't worry. This is just typical Hugh, if you're listening.
Yeah, that is kind of how I can't even get it out.
We will try to get your name correct. Hugh is not. Forget him. Don't worry about him. You all right over there?
No, my contact's acting up. I'm trying. You see me? I'm trying.
You're going to make it home, buddy.
No, call my Uber. Contacts are super dry right now.
We'll call
Hugh
Skip to pick you up.
Cooked. That's what we found out today. All right. Let's check in a couple Twitter polls, then we'll check in with you people here. By the way, some news just came down. ESPN just acquired part of NFL Network, including Red Zone. So they're going to be in charge of that now. Hopefully they don't mess up Red Zone, which we all love on Sundays. All right, a couple polls up here. Are you okay with how the trade deadline went for the Phillies? This one, pretty split. No at 53%, yes at 47%. And would you have traded Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan? No at 68%, yes at 32%.
Yeah, those are kind of tight.
Yeah, especially the are you okay with how things went. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
All right, we got a pretty good Friday, you people, today. This one is brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with your friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. Douglas wasted no time with the excuses right out of the chute.
But it's not excuses.
Oh, it is.
I'm a visionary.
No, these people know what they hear, okay? Nobody has ever misinterpreted anything that we've ever said.
Never, ever.
I mean, they heard it loud and clear today. I mean, you came in with sustain. When you, I think you used the word sustainability.
Sustainability.
Yeah, you lost us all.
Yeah, it was outrageous. Hugh just wants to keep Andrew Painter so we can have something to watch in the upper room.
In the upper room.
It came at your neck right there.
I love how Hugh's talked about it as if he's in his 80s.
He's in his
early 50s.
That's our fault. We started that. We started
in
pop up
room.
The life alert stuff.
Well, the guy did fall down in the studio a couple years ago.
Oh, dog. Bust my whole entire
bashed his head and the airplane. I mean, he's had a lot of
fall again recently? At home?
Oh, yeah. I fell down the steps.
Did you have to call someone to pick you up? Or multiple people, I guess?
My daughter did not, so she got me.
Wow. Hugh's looking like a Bloody Mary today.
Oh, with the shirt. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
A cherry gelati with the towel over.
That one's good, considering the Rita's truck.
Yep.
I didn't get no Rita's today.
It was a little chilly for Rita's.
Yeah, it was not.
Looking like a red bell pepper.
Red bell pepper. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
A big-ass stop sign.
Brutal.
And an oversized Christmas ornament.
I like that one.
This is the best you people cons for what Hugh's looking like in a while.
It's a good combo one, though. Joe looks like Pennywise, and Hugh is his balloon from It.
They cooked.
Where's Tom Kelly when you need him?
Yeah, I know.
Junior Jolly?
Yeah. Junior.
Shots fired.
All right, man, I think we'd all agree that some of the nicknames we got on the phone lines, not very strong. I think we like the bald spot. That was a good one.
Yeah.
You people came with some fire today, though. Hairless and clueless.
Wait a minute. Who was with?
I guess it depends on the day.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yep. This one probably should have been expected. Cookies and cream.
Yeah, that's about right.
Bald and balder.
I think I'm hairless and you're clueless because you have a beard. Like on days that I shave, I'm a hairless head. Yeah, yeah. You have a beard and you're clueless.
Hairless and clueless.
Yeah. Well, you are both bald and you got the glare pair.
The glare pair. Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. And thinning time.
Thinning. That's relevant.
Yeah. Like winning time.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Thinning time.
I think it's good.
They were good. I mean, they were more clever at least than the ones on the phone lines. All right. Last one here. Usually everyone gets a big kick out of when Hugh has his moments like
those, and the ambiguity.
And I thought the people were going to laugh when this one happened, but they actually kind of just felt bad for you when you struggled with this one earlier.
I think what did Coach Fangio say?
When you play it back.
It makes it way worse.
You were drowning.
Joe's looking at me like, "Was spit it out."
Well, most of the time, I have an idea of where you're going. I try to help. I didn't know what you were talking about this time.
And Tucker's over there. He's yelling it to me, and I'm like, I didn't hear him, and I just took a shot at him, and then I realized what he was saying.
Oh, sun's out, guns out, Tucker over there.
Yep. Not one person involved tried to help you at all.
I was floundering.
It was the definition of... Keep it simple. I mean, like, you tried to
be profound.
Yeah, you did. I think,
Coach Fangio say?
You ain't got to play it again, Kyle.
I can't even think of what I was saying.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, they were very worried about it.
They were like, what did he have?
They were like, oh, that one's kind of sad, actually.
I'm okay.
Here's the question. If you were doing a solo show, how long would that have taken? To get back on the rails.
Well, I'd have been mad if my producer didn't jump in on that one. I'd have cussed him out in the break. What the hell are you doing?
I'm drowning here. Throw me a life jacket.
You got to know your limitations, though, man. And sometimes I tend to forget.
Man, you know, I'm trying to find, I don't know if it's in the system, but when Buzz is getting choked up when he's on the air. Do you remember this? Yeah. I think he had a coughing attack.
You mean heartthrob, Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz. I found it.
And now that he's got the money, the organization don't want to see him play like he did in 22. They'd like to see the success, but they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you. And I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough. Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. Talking about
the Eagles. Look what they do to you, Dan. Look what they do to you.
Right, so, but somebody gave Buzz a lifeline there.
Well, finally. The guy was basically drowned at that point. You okay, Buzz? No?
I don't feel so bad now. That was way worse.
Now, Buzz was doing a solo show, and I'm guessing his producer was on the phone for a little bit of that, because it took a little while there before
Terry eventually
I heard the
jumped
voice.
In. Now, Hugh had me, you, Tucker, and Angelina, and nobody stepped in.
And Mike's just looking at me like, what is he about to say? And Joe's like, are you going to spit it out?
It was one of those, let's hold up, let him cook, and then wait. He's not cooking, he's drowning.
You know how it was right there? Like, you know how sometimes when something's on the tip of your tongue, and then when you really start to think about it, it's almost like it's running away from you. Spit it out.
Thank you. You gave us a good drop for football season here.
Oh, I have so many.
Let's hear it one more time before we hand over to the afternoon show.
I think what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying. I killed it.
Tough.
I killed it.
It's so good. All right, fun show today. We are back here on Monday.
We live
here now.
Yeah,
Eagles
we do.
Camp. We'll talk to you live from Eagles Camp on Monday. Big series with Phil's over the weekend. Excited to see the new guys, and hopefully they have enough. Phil's Tigers this weekend. Afternoon show next at Chickies, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.